stove, everyone. Welcome back. And we should have an amazing summer's month. In this week's parsha, we learn about the Metzora, commonly understood as someone who spoke Lashon Hara, slander, evil speech towards another person, caused them harm, maybe even didn't cause them harm, still inappropriate. And there's a whole process. What happens to this guy? How does he become better? How does he purify himself? Different types of tzaras that occur in different places on the clothing, on the body, on the house. But there's one part that's missing from this week's parsha. And that is that the Metzora also gets sent out from the camp of the Jewish people. He has to go be solitary confinement. You send him outside. That is later on in Parshas Naso, Sefer Bamidbar. It's not even in Sefer Vayikra. And the Torah says over there, right after it speaks about the responsibilities, the tafkidim, the roles of the children of Levi, carry the different parts of the Mishkan. It goes to all the sons of Kahas, of Merari, of Gershon, and they say he carries this and he carries this. Everyone's responsibilities, everyone's roles. And then in Parshas Naso, Perakei Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Tzav is B'nai Yisrael, should command B'nai Yisrael, Yishalchum in the Machaneh. Send them out of the camp, Kol Tzarua. Anyone who's a Metzora, send them out. The next Pasuk, Mizachar Ad Nekeva Tishalechu. The same word again, send them out. Amichutz L'Machaneh, Tishalchum. Same word again, send them out. And then the next pasuk, Vayasu came B'nai Yisrael did it, Vayishalchu Osam, and they sent them out. And the question is three different questions. First of all, obviously, why this word shalach three times, four times? Shalach, 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 send them out. What's the emphasis on that word? Second question is, why the placement of this halacha, you send them out? Why is this in Parshas Naso right after we learn about the responsibilities of the people of the Shevet Levi? And the third question is, why this punishment? Hashem could have given them any punishment and let them stay home. But why do they have to be sent out? What's the idea? So I saw a very beautiful idea, very very beautiful answer by the Satmar Rebbe. He has a Sefer in Chumash called the Divrei Yoel. Fascinating. You see his greatness in Torah all over the place. It's absolutely incredible. And in the Divrei Yoel in Parshas Naso, he says the following idea. He says, and he brings all the sources, I'll bring a couple. If you look throughout Chumash, we find two different types of lashonos, two different types of words that are used for sending someone away from a certain place. For example, when it comes to leaving Mitzrayim, we find both words used in the exact same pasuk twice. The last pasuk in Parsha Shmos says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe ata sira asher es el faro." You're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. Kibiyad chazaka yishalchem. Again, that word shalach, to send away. Uviyad chazaka yigarshim me'artzo. The Torah uses the word shalach, and the Torah uses the word garish. Both of those words are meant to mean send out. The Torah says the exact same double language in Parshas Bo, coming right before Makas Bechoros. Hashem says, wait, you'll see one more Makkah, and then Shalach and Garesh. I'm going to send both out. What's the difference between these two words? So the Satmar Rebbe said as follows. Ligaresh means that you got to get this guy out of here. You don't want him right here, right now. Get out. Throw you out. Where are you going? I don't know. I don't care. Get out of here. I don't want you here. And I don't care where you go. Lishaleach means to send to a specific destination. Go over there. Do something over there. You're a messenger. I'm sending you to a specific spot. So one cares about getting rid of from point A, and one focuses on getting you to point B. Those are the two different lishonos. And he gives an example. When it comes to Adam HaRishon sinned, and he got kicked out of Gan Eden. So one pasuk says, "Vayigareishes Adam," he was kicked out of Gan Eden, and the pasuk right before that says, "Vayishalchei Hashem Elokim Gan Eden laavod es haadama." Hashem sent them out of Gan Eden in order to work the land. He sent them with a purpose to go outside and do something. I want you to go outside to work the land. The other pasuk says, get out of here. You don't belong in Gan Eden anymore. I'm sorry. Goodbye. The next pasuk says, I'm sending you somewhere else. The two things could have nothing to do with each other. And the Medrash that he quotes in the introduction to Eicha says that Hashem says, I judged Adam HaRishon and I gave him two different psakim. I ruled on him two different verdicts. One is, I gave him Gerushin and I also gave him Shluchin. It's clear that they're two separate things that have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And the Medrash continues, that's why it's in Eicha. It says the exact same thing happened when Bnei Yisrael sinned and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were sent out. And he brings psukim. It says that we were sent out, got to get out of Eretz Yisrael, and I'm sending you on a shlichus. Even in chutz laretz, even in the exile, there are mitzvahs to do. There are many tikkunim that have to happen. There are many things that we have to fix up out there in the world. Bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of hard work out there. Lavodas adama, you're on a shlichus. Outside to go ahead and to fulfill a certain mission. And he says, that's the idea when it comes to a mitzorah. You're right. A mitzorah could have been punished with something else. The mitzorah is not being punished by going outside. Like the pasuk says many times, Vayishalchu, Vayishalchu, Vayishalchum. He was being sent out with a mission to go into solitary confinement away from everyone else. And this is your role. This is your tafkid. This is your mission. And that's why it's right next to the mission, the responsibilities of all of the people of Shevet Levi. Because this is the parsha is discussing the missions of the Jewish people. What's the mission of the mitzvah? Okay, he has to purify himself, itself, etc. That is in this week's parsha. What is his mission? Go out. Go away. See what it's like to be away from people. See what it's like not to be able to have normal, everyday encounters with other people. The human nature, we need each other. We care about each other. We want to benefit from each other. Go outside, be alone, and think about this. Think about how your speech, instead of bringing people closer, having an impact on others, more love, more achdus, see how you push the person away. Not only did you hurt, but you didn't build. Be there, and that's your tikkun. In a different place, you have a mission to go ahead and think, and in that situation, in that place where you're going to be, you're going to be fulfilling your tafkid at that time. And that's what it is. We go to a certain place, we have a tafkid to go ahead and become better. Rav Eliyahu Meir Blach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Telz Yeshiva in Telz. Telz is a place in Europe. And he experienced the atrocities of the Holocaust. His family got wiped out. His yeshiva became destroyed, the great Telz Yeshiva. And he moved to America, he escaped the Nazis. And he came to Cleveland, Ohio. And he built the now prominent yeshiva, the Telz Yeshiva in Cleveland. And he built that yeshiva. And he ran it for 15 years. And at one of the dedications that the yeshiva had, he got up and he said the following message. He said, how do I feel that everything was destroyed, my whole life was turned upside down, and I escaped the Nazis? What are my feelings about that? And he said that the Navi in Sefer Shmuel tells us about how David HaMelech ran away from Shaul. His life was in danger. Shaul was out to kill him. And he ran away. And at a certain point, he didn't know. He was in hiding and he didn't know, should he come out, should he not come out? So his good friend Yehonasan told him, okay, I have an idea. I'm going to take 3 arrows and I'm going to shoot these arrows. And I'm going to send the lad to go ahead and pick up those arrows. If I tell the lad that the arrows are before him, then that means you could go out, nothing to worry about. Shaul's okay with you, your life's not in danger, go free. But if I say that the arrows are beyond him, so then, lesson of the pasuk is, Lech, go! Get out of here. You're in trouble. Ki shilachacha Hashem. Because Hashem has shilachacha sent you. It's an escape from danger. He was going to get killed. He should have said, go because you're in trouble. Run, get out of here. Run, run, run. He doesn't say that. He says, Lech ki shilachecha Hashem. Because Hashem has sent you. And he said that sometimes you could be in danger. You could have a hard kufa, a hard period of your life. Things aren't going so well. And you're struggling. You run away and you get out of it. And you say, oh, I'm free. I escaped. He said, no. Now that you're in a new place, now that I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, it's not just that I escaped from the Nazis, but I was sent on a shlichus. I was sent on a mission. Hashem allowed me to escape and put me here with a mission. What's my mission in America? What's my mission now? To build the yeshiva. To inspire other people. To allow the Torah world to continue to grow. And that, he said, was the message of Yonasan. David, you're going to run away. But it's not just about running away from danger. You're on a shlichus. Anytime something comes about your way that makes you move your cheese, run away, go to a different place, it's part of a shlichus of Hashem. Hashem is sending you to a new place, to this position in your life, in order to accomplish something. Every single person has such a tafkid. We all find ourselves at all points of our lives in situations. It could be within a relationship, it could be within a marriage. Our wife doesn't feel well, our friend doesn't feel well, something's going on, and you're like, oh, why do I have to deal with this? You're in this spot? Why are you in this spot? Why are you here? Why did Hashem bring you to this position? Oh, because it's my mission. It's my shlichus. I'm put in this new spot in order to accomplish something. How in the world did 98% of us in here, including me, fall into Eish HaTorah? It doesn't make any sense. If you would have asked any of us at a certain point in our lives, if you'd end up being here, the answer was no. The answer is, it's a shlichus. Hashem gave us a mission. And part of that mission is that we're here and we have to figure out, so what am I supposed to do about being here? What am I supposed to gain? How am I supposed to grow? How can I affect the person sitting next to me? It's all a shlichus. Every single person has a mission. You know, many people came back from Bein HaZmanim. And of course, there's a cheaper flight to fly through Hong Kong, to fly through Russia, all these different great deals. And many of our Talmidim got stuck in these different places. So yeah, I said, how was your trip? Well, I got stuck in Hong Kong, I got stuck in Russia. So that idea, I got stuck, is not part of our religion. We don't get stuck. You know why you missed that flight and you got put into Hong Kong? Because you have a shlichus, there's something that's supposed to happen over there. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's supposed to be in the airport when no one in the world is around that you're going to go ahead and have an incredible davening. Maybe it's going to be when no one's looking and no one will even know what you're doing. You're going to pull out a sefer and you'll learn for 5 minutes. Maybe that's your shlichus. Maybe that's your mission. Every position that we're ever in life, we have to look at as an opportunity. It's a mission to go ahead and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. My bracha to all of us is that this man, especially now as we're getting closer to the day of Kabbalah Satorah, we're all able to reflect and to think about what is it? What is our mission? What is our tafkid? And to be able to go ahead and build on that and produce and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the greatest way.